What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
History is full of bizarre, unsolved mysteries. And over time, these stories have been bent by rumor, warped by social media, and twisted into legend. I'm Michael May, and on A Study of Strange, we dig into these real mysteries and seek the truth, as close as we can get anyway. Recently, we've covered true crime cases like the Greystone Mansion murder, the Red Lipstick Killer, and America's first reported serial killers. Of course, every now and then we also dive into the odd, esoteric, and paranormal, including vanishing people, haunted locations, and UFO history. So if you like your mysteries historical, or if you love a good debunking every now and then, search A Study of Strange wherever you listen to podcasts. And remember, the truth is always stranger than fiction.
A Scene Stealer. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
It's been over 400 years since Shakespeare's death. A man who is said to have been born and died on the same exact date, April 23rd, 52 years apart. Between his birth in 1564 and his death in 1616, Shakespeare wrote 37 plays. This is what he studied worldwide and remembered by. More than almost any other writer throughout history, Shakespeare has shaped how we see and experience performance, language, human behavior, and art itself. But did you know he was also a thief? This is the story of how Shakespeare and his bros stole their own theater, an elaborate affair that would, no joke, change the course of history. The information surrounding this event is mostly taken from a document from the Star Chamber, an early English court, and it all begins with a man named Giles Allen. Giles Allen was the owner of the swath of land in Shoreditch that the theater, literally called the theater, was built on in 1576 by actor-slash-manager James Burbage. Burbage had two sons, Cuthbert and Richard, the latter of whom would become the leading actor in the Lord Chamberlain's Men, Shakespeare's theater troupe. The theater itself was beautiful, this polygonal structure outside of London with three wooden-tiered galleries, one for the aristocrats in the box seats, one for the middle class, and an open yard where the groundlings, those who couldn't afford a seat, experienced the theater from the floor below. The Lord Chamberlain's men had a 21-year lease on the land, and when the lease expired in 1597, the corrupt Giles Allen refused to renew it and planned to take over the theater for himself, perhaps destroy it or use it for something else, probably something not as cool as being home to some of the most famous plays ever written. With the Lord Chamberlain's men owning the building and Allen owning the land, both parties were at an impasse. Or were they? After many failed negotiations, the Lord Chamberlain's men had had enough. On the night of December 28, 1598, while Allen was away for Christmas, Shakespeare and his troupe, and their friends, grabbed their favorite weapons and snuck onto the property. The court paper from 1601 alleges that a dozen accomplices did, quote, riotously take down and carry away the said theater in confederacy with others armed with unlawful and offensive weapons, as namely swords, daggers, bills, axes, and such like, and so did enter, and in a very riotous and outrageous manner, did attempt to pull down and carry away the said theater. Piece by piece, they dismantled the theater and transported the pieces across the frozen River Thames to a newly leased plot of land in Southwark, outside the jurisdiction of the City of London. The materials were stored there until the weather got warmer, and in 1599, the Lord Chamberlain's men built a new playhouse just like the old, and they called it The Globe. The Globe opened in autumn of 1599 with Shakespeare's newest play, Julius Caesar, to huge acclaim. Though the theater would eventually burn down when a stage cannon misfired, it would go on to be the home of first-run plays like As You Like It, Hamlet, Othello, King Lear, Macbeth, Twelfth Night, The Tempest, and more, solidifying its place in theatrical, cultural, and literary fame. But it would take a bunch of theater kids taking a stand against a greedy landlord to make it all possible. The rest, as we say, is history.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Holidays bring feasting, fluffy dinner rolls, tasty stuffing, and your family's French toast bakes. With Hero Bread, indulge in your holiday favorites, made with Hero Bread's sliced bread loaves, bagels, croissants, buttermilk biscuits, and more. And don't forget their Hero Hawaiian rolls. With 4 grams of protein and 0 grams net carbs, Hero Bread has you covered with 0 to 5 grams net carb and high fiber options, so your holidays stay delicious and balanced. Like their 3 grams net carb pan au chocolat. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at hero.co. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains up to 17 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.